have a repeated failure over the years to deliver a quality of healthcare to the people of Donegal. And, you know, the latest intervention by Dr. Ken Mulpeter on Highland Radio, you know, it was equally powerful and shocking that he, you know, clearly the last thing he wanted to do was go on the radio, but he felt he had no other choice. He'd run out of patience with the delays, the blockages. He understood that May last year they would roll out the unit only to face this recruitment embargo from the government and the HSE. So we need a change in the next government. We need one that's going to focus on investment, proper investment in beds and nurses and equality in healthcare for Donegal.
And indeed, this unit in particular could save 16 lives each year, and that is startling figures.
Oh, it's absolutely shocking. I mean, we have, you know, a senior healthcare professional telling the people of Donegal that we are losing as many as 16 lives, certainly 16 lives and people with serious disabilities based on the 170 stroke cases that they're dealing with every year in the hospital. You know, and to see a healthcare professional so exasperated telling that story, it's just another example. If you look at the Diabetes Centre of Excellence, if you look at the long battle for a second breast cancer surgeon in Letterkenny, you know, again and again, the reopening of the short stay ward, again and again, it's a failure to have equality of healthcare in Donegal. And we need a government the next time that's going to listen to the likes of Ken Mulpeter and change all of that.